This morning, folks, I want to bring a special message to you because I have been focusing on standing, God's people standing. Well, you know, the heartbeat of America happens to be slowing down. The heartbeat of America is close to having a heart attack. Therefore, the importance that we should place on the armed services of this great nation and the wives who stand so close, that really touched me. And I want you to focus on it because this is the story of so many of us who have served and served together for this nation. The heartbeat that goes on in each individual is a heartbeat by the grace of God. When each of us who are Christians, when we leave this body, I have such a hard time getting this point across to so many. You and I are a spirit. The real you and I is down here. This is nothing but a vehicle. And the older we get, this vehicle breaks down a whole lot more. And when you get to a certain point, you start looking for home. Over the years, I've listened to many Christians say, "I don't understand why I'm just not happy here. I want to be happy here." And I always tell them the truth. The reason you don't have that complete happiness yet is you're not home yet. Home, it's not here. This is a boot camp for life. Many of us will look at one another as we're picking each other up out of the ditch of life, realizing that as we go through life itself, we need our fellow man. We need one another. For the one that is in that ditch today, and you help them out, someone will take care of your family or you tomorrow. We are Americans. And in America, I know something about our Christian faith that needs to be so strong within this nation, that I am to love those who don't know Christ as much as I love those who do. Yet, my whole life in being in combat, I can assure you, I did not express that much love. But as I've aged, I understand more about the truth of love. You see, love from God is the type of love that the world doesn't understand. And way too often, Christians do not share with them. We are critical. But if we're going to be critical, then criticize our own individual life and do it silently. For you and I are created in the image of God, the God that is always with us. It doesn't matter where we are in World War, Korea, Vietnam. Folks, as long as America stands strong for Christ, we will have enemies trying to stop us. The Lord told us that. He said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. In this generation, you and I are witnessing some of the greatest hatred for the Christian faith that any of us who are alive today have ever witnessed. But that does not stop love. My Savior died for me while I was yet in a sinning state, so therefore I know He loves me as a sinner. Therefore I know He loves those who condemn His Son today. The story of the Apostle Paul should teach us that. An individual who, in fact, murdered Christians, Christ confronted. And he, the Apostle Paul, became born again. You and I, we are God's children. We are witnessing today the complete destruction of the family unit. Laughter is heard around the world. Mocking is loud and clear. And as our Savior looks from above, he remembers when he was here. He is the Son of God, mighty in strength and valor. He came to earth and he warned us about the nations that were without his love. The only way that America can ever witness the lack of love from God is when Christians cease to promote the truth of Jesus Christ. In support of godly women, there's a lesson needs to be greatly learned, especially by my own denomination, the Southern Baptist. In the Old Testament book of Joel, the prophet prophesied concerning the time after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I want you to listen to this, for in Joel 2:28, you will find that the Apostle Paul, later in Acts 2:18, spoke the same words as I read. And afterward, meaning after the resurrection of Christ, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. And your young men will see visions. A nation that needs to listen more to the heartbeat of Christ than whether it is from a male or female proclaiming the word of truth. It is God's word who proclaims. Listen to Paul again in Galatians. You need to hear this. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. The offer from God has been to express his love through each heart of every individual who will believe. And he sends his love wrapped in different packages. Whether it might be an enemy that, while on the battlefield, confronts you. And that enemy has the opportunity to end your life right there. But sees that you are hurting just like he is. He understands the pain a battle, and he looks at the warrior in front of him, and he withdraws his arms and retreats, leaving that warrior alive, bewildered, wondering, why me, Lord? Why me? Jesus and his disciples were supported by godly women. And those godly women traveled with them. I'm so sorry that our churches have failed so poorly and miserably in presenting the whole truth of God's love and God's voice. That there's not a warrior within the sound of my voice And again, we are broadcasting in Afghanistan today, in Iraq today. Somebody is listening. And you see, God loves them just like He loves you and me. His Son died for each of us. I'm not upset because my Lord and Savior is not white. I'm not upset that my God says that He cannot be worshipped like man, but only in spirit and in truth. I am merely honored that God will even give me the breath to stand and read His Word, much less to proclaim it. The Word of God is a word of victory. The Word of God is the only truth that you and I can count on in any generation. And as Jesus comes as a human form, the Scripture tells us that He came to conquer all the failures that you and I would have. The law had been given, and man realized, and God already knew, that we could not keep those rules. So Jesus came in human flesh, God incarnate. And He came to conquer what you and I did not have a hope to conquer. He came to conquer in our heart the love that He had placed there. And when we let Him in, He sent His Spirit to guard the real us who lives there. One day He says, and He has it set, a day that you and I cannot pass by. It's a day of our death. But the death that man sees is only that of the body. My spirit, the real me, the real who I am, won't need it anymore. For the same Christ who came and finished His chore, He's got a spiritual one, the Scripture says, waiting for me to jump into. And one day, He says, in the twinkling of an eye, we will receive at the resurrection sound of the trumpet a glorified body not unlike His Son as we rise to victory. But my friends, you and I have no business fussing at other Christian denominations, saying they should do this or shouldn't do that. Allow Christ to be the beacon of how I am to minister and all those He's created that will minister alongside. For we are brothers and sisters in a war that we see. But my friends, listen closely. The war's already been won. Jesus did He told us, I will tell you this with all my heart. I will never leave you. I'll never depart your heart. For those who have lost their loved ones, they've gone on before. Though our friends, your closest ones to you, will want to know what to say to make it better. The hurt will remain. The pain will be there. So Jesus said, wait a minute. The pain is for your human existence. Did you ever notice that in your life, there are moments of life that you seem to be breaking There's no way that you think that you can stand with such a load bearing on your back. But then you see the good times. Let me tell you something, Christian. Pay close attention to the good times. For one of these days, at God's right time, only the good times survive in heaven. You and I have witnessed the glory of God within our heart, those who have accepted Christ. It goes deeper, folks. It goes to the heart of who Christ is within us. There's not one greater, there's not one lesser. We are Christians, brothers and sisters, standing together. In Luke 8:3, we read that Luke was a doctor. The doctor Luke wanted to get a statement out. And he starts in verse 2, which I'm not going to read. But in verse 2, when he's talking about the women that stood with Jesus, he started with Mary Magdalene. And then he goes in Luke 8:3, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's business manager, Susanna, and many other family members, many other women who were contributing their own resources to support Jesus and his disciples. Jesus Christ happened to have been the deliverer in his generation of those women who felt like they were pushed back. And Jesus said to them, walk with me. And they did. And he was criticized. Today, you and I in our generation, we're witnessing the same bitterness that was going on in the time that Christ walked. We're listening to religions. And those religions saying that women are to be beaten. Women are to cover. Women are not up to par with the man. I got news for the Muslim religion. I'm a Christian. Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship with Jesus Christ. You can take my book called the Bible from me, but you cannot separate me from my Savior. Listen closely. Even from the Old Testament, out of Proverbs, you will hear God proclaiming the strength in that godly wife. Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 12. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. A wife of noble character. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many, he says, virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. All folks, no group, no matter who they are, has granted liberty to all of us. Do you realize that throughout history, every one of us will at some point in our ancestry had someone that was living in slavery? Did you know that? All of us. It has always been that man wants to rule man. I have news for the world. God is in control. Not man, not woman, but a spirit that's created each of us. The truth about life is in the love that we share. Heartaches of life, there are plenty. But peace can only truly be attained through a personal relationship with the Christ who says, I will be standing beside you. Though you collapse and your body no longer functions, don't worry. For I'm the one that will call for the sound of the bugle. The bell will ring, and you will hear all the heavenly hosts proclaim, it's supper time in heaven. Many of us have loved ones who have already gone on. And those of us, as we age, understand the hurt that it's been to live without that personality. But God gave us something that is truly a blessing, even greater. The memory. The memory of the good. Oh, not the bad. For only the good will be heard in heaven. You see, one day you and I will step out of this vehicle and we'll turn it in to its maker, whose name is God. For he said that he would give us this body and he would tell us how to live this life. And instead of the awe, he said, I want you to have a blood transfusion. I'll send my son. And when you accept him, you will never, ever have to live again when you leave this body without your loved ones. You'll hear the shout. Most of them will be coming from us going up. But you will hear the heavenly realm praise God for a love that neither you nor I deserved. For while I was still in a sinning state, God sent his son to die for me. Let's pray. Father, we lift to you today each heart. Oh, there's so much brokenness, Father, so much hurt going on within this nation. Each individual family, each individual heartbeat, Father, you know is experiencing that hurt. Thank you for loving us and even giving us permission to stand for your word. Thank you for loving us, Father, beyond all the mess ups we've had in our life. We ask now your special blessing that your hand will touch those wives, those widows, those widowers, the hurt, Father, that we have, you said, is only for the moment. But it's supper time one day. We thank you for such great love. And we ask your blessing in the name of Jesus as we share that love with the lost and dying world. And how we praise you. those wives. Oh, Father, the knowledge and the wisdom. We're so thankful. Bless us now. In Jesus' name. Amen.